Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Later this week, Marquette University will host a public visitation, funeral, and public reception for President Michael Lovell, who died last week after a years-long battle with cancer. Friend of the program, two-time sports writer of the year for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lori Nickel, live with us this morning. Lori, I know you knew President Lovell a little bit. How did your paths cross?
At the time, I was writing a different column. It was called Chin Up, and it was for health and fitness. And one of his friends reached out to me and said, have you heard of this program at Marquette University called Run with the President? And I said, no, I haven't. So I met up with him, and it was brilliant. He ran marathons and all of that, but what he did with the students was twofold. He ran marathons and did training, which is kind of intimidating, right, if you're not a runner. I mean, that's like a all-or-nothing type endeavor. But he also, what he did with me and what he did with other students is he met at the track, the university track on campus, and that's really inclusive. Because anybody can show up there. You're on the same track. You're going around in the same loop. And he added, you know, you could walk the track. You could log it. You could run sprints. You could do whatever you wanted, interval training. But it gave him a chance to really talk to kids, to talk to students and to staff members without the stiffness and stuffiness of a meeting room or, you know, all pretense goes down when you're moving and you're all out there suffering together and enjoying the endorphins and all that. So that's how I got to meet him. And it was just a great experience. It's part of his legacy.
Was it just another way, Lori, for him to empower the students?
Well, his very good friend, Tim Zagelski, said that when they were doing that, there's no running hierarchy anymore. It wasn't, you know, student versus president. And it broke down all of that. It broke down the kind of social hierarchy, and instead you're all just runners. And that means an 18-year-old female freshman has a voice equally. And that is a real thing. When you're out there on a bike, on a run, moving, dealing with all the weather elements, dealing with being tired, dealing with the stress of life, dealing with health issues or concerns at home, all of that goes away when it's just a, you know, a handful of people getting in exercise. And it definitely allowed a lot of his students to have a strong voice and to just to be able to be themselves.
I think you make a really interesting point too, Lori, about how relationships can change when you're involved in an activity like sports together. I think, you know, I'm a 50-year-old man, but I still love to compete in sports and do sports because, you know, when you engage with other people in that, now you have this shared experience. Now you've done something together that's totally separate from what you may want to talk about or whatever your issues are. And you build those connectivities. It's why I so promote, and I know you do, people still being involved in sports, no matter how old they are, what their ability level is.
Well, and at Marquette University, I mean, that's a great point. And it is a lifetime. It's never too late to get back into something like that. But the bonds that you create by being physically active with overcoming injuries or age, I've seen Dr. Lovell cross the finish line being so exhausted at the Lakefront Marathon that he collapsed literally at the finish line. Like that, I am so impressed and I respect that he gave everything he had to that run. But at Marquette University, he and Tim would go to the weight room. Now imagine you're a student, you know, in the athletics at Marquette and the president yeah. comes in to do bicep curls and burpees with you. And the great thing about this too is Marquette loved him so much and knew his love for 80s music. I mean, he was a U2 Flock of Seagulls guy, Echo and the Bunnymen, New Order. Like, I hope that some of this music is played, you know, this week in his honor. We should all put it in our playlist. But when he would walk into the weight room, they would change the rap music or the current music that's on right at the time and put on the Lovell mixtape, you know, for the 80s stuff. And again, that's like, it's fun. It doesn't have to be official, formal university talk. It normalizes everybody and that kind of relationship, I've really not seen that with university presidents.
Appreciate you sharing that story this morning, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good week.
And Marquette University and the entire community can say goodbye to Dr. and President Michael Lovell. Public visitation, funeral, and reception all coming up on Thursday. 6:58, Wisconsin's Morning News.